Welcome to Nonsense News. I'm your host, Ben Davis. Alright, in today's episode, like always, we'll read news that does not help you learn anything about the world. It doesn't help you stay in touch. It's news that, well, should be have its own category because it has nothing to do with any of the news you hear on TV today, and it will help you relax and maybe laugh. All right, first story today, Michigan man wins $1 million thanks to low car tire. So a Michigan man had a leaky tire and he had to stop, and here's what he says. I was having trouble with a tire going low in my car, so I stopped to fill it up and buy a sandwich, and that's when I got the ticket, the man said. I scratched the ticket in the car and got so excited I forgot even to eat the sandwich I bought. Now, that story right there really helped me learn more things about the world, you know, because, you know, Corona now, it's just news that you don't need to hear, but you want to. All right, and next story, North Carolina student message in a bottle travels 4,000 miles to Morocco. North Carolina girl's message in a bottle traveled more than 4,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean and was plucked out of the water by a fisherman in Morocco. Vivian Byerly, then a third grader, is Susan Ferguson's Greenboro's day school class, wrote the message in April 2019. Her and her classmates each wrote their own message in the bottle, and they included the teacher's email address and the school's address. The bottle went through were thrown into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Morehead City in May 2019 by Tyler Richardson, the son, Brant, in Briarly's class. So, it literally took over a year to get to Morocco. Why didn't they just fly a plane? You know what I'm saying? It's things that people got to think about. Some of these stories, you know, it's just stories like these. Stories like this. Wild bear leads police on hours chase through city. Well, I wish that's what we were doing right now. I know, we got another one. Pakistani 9-year-old breaks Guinness World Record with periodic table. I don't even know addition that well. You know, we have so many stories, and that's why I want to, you know what, you want to be a little crazy, I have a crazy idea. Let's read the Utah man's 53-pound trout. Never mind. Alright, I'm just kidding with y'all. Alright, next up in the podcast, Texas father saves children, babysitter from massive 600-pound alligator. See, why go to ABC News when you can literally go to these news websites and find the best stories ever? Colorado woman terrified to discover 4-foot snake slither out of apartment toilet. Alright, first of all, every kid in America has been scared of that. I don't care who you are in the entire world. Have you not been scared a snake was going to come out of your toilet or a shark when you're using the bathroom as a kid? That's all I'm saying. Alright, next story. Scientists puzzled after a Paraguayan lagoon turns purple on one side, remains blue on the other. Well, we all know that this is a sign of Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is trying to ramp up their sales again from losing them COVID. So obviously they poured their Kool-Aid into the Paraguayan River. It makes sense to me. Don't know why it wouldn't make sense to you. All right. Next story. Belgian scientists name mantis after Attenborough. I don't know what that is. Can't stop your dog from itching? Try these tips. Never mind, that was an ad. Alright, here we go. This is the story of the day. U.S. jails man who bought Lamborghini with government loan. Now, I can think of way better ways to do it. Honestly, you'd probably have better luck robbing a bank and buying a Lamborghini than loaning money from the government and things they're not going to find out. Instead of speeding off in $200,000 Lamborghini, you're just a Texan man. Got a slower ride to jail. Dang. Arrested him for using $1.6 million in government pandemic aid to go on a spending spree. Now that is a great story. Imagine that, like, you get your new car, you're like, hey, yo, government ain't gonna get me, get literally T-boned by a freaking cop. Oh, gosh. Hey, at least he doesn't have to pay his insurance bill anymore. All right, next story. Naked sunbather chases wild boar through park after it steals his laptop bag. Actually, we're not gonna read that because... I don't feel like reading it. Oh, here we go. Pub owner hits back at TripAdvisor keyboard warriors, bad review, in most brutal way. Sly Fox steals 100 shoes in Berlin, and he's not the first. Bro, that literally swipe or no swiping, gosh. Are UFOs a threat? Yes, they are. Why is it taking people so many years to figure this out? Literally, UFOs are a thing, right? And if you don't think there is a thing, just go ask the aliens, they'll tell you. Did men's beards evolve to absorb a punch to the jaw? All right, here's the thing. If, first of all, evolution I don't believe in, but second of all, if they were evolved, why didn't they evolve to make, like, a freaking Iron Man suit, alright? Like, where's my evolution? Like, if evolution happens, then why don't we have evolution to become Iron Man and stuff? That's what, oh my gosh, and here is the story of the day, actually. Holy, pig poops out a pedometer, starts a fire. I don't even have to read that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Like, that is the story. A farm in northern England recently caught fire after a pig swallowed and then pooped out a pedometer, sparking a blaze with the device's battery. Now, that was an explosive poop. All right. Next is... stolen painting reappears after 23 years in the same gallery where it was taken. We all know it's that janitor. He's like, hey, I'm not getting that raise. Bop. Alright. Next story. 5-inch dragon horn grown from man's back. Bro, that's some D&D crap right there. Dungeons and Dragons. We all know that's fake, alright? Only things that are real are not dragons, they're aliens. Everybody knows that. It is not an unknown fact. Aliens are real. They're superior to dragons, humans, dirt. That's about it. Alright, and I thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'd love for you to join me next time. And I hope y'all have an amazing day. Don't forget to download Anchor FM, because I'm telling you, if you want to make stupid podcasts like me, but actually get viewers, then check out Anchor FM.